This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
But first on the line, we've got Robert Robinson. Hello, Robert.
Hello. Good day.
Robert, it's a great pleasure to have you on Vectis Radio. Robert, for the benefit of everybody at home, is a soloist with the Stuttgart Ballet. You are in Stuttgart at the moment, aren't you?
I'm currently in the studio right now.
But in just a few days, you'll be on the lovely, hot, sunny Isle of Wight. Tell us what you're going to be doing over on the Isle of Wight, please, Robert.
Okay, so for the third year running now, we're hosting the annual ballet gala.
Yeah.
Not strictly ballet, with other contemporary works. A range of different choreographers coming from the main stages from Europe, actually. And all in cause to raise money for the Earl Mountbatten Hospice on the island.
Well, let me just explain, because there are lots of people who are going to be coming to the Isle of Wight to visit here who don't really know much about what goes on the island. But we have one hospice, the Earl Mountbatten Hospice, which is an absolutely wonderful place for people, you know, either at the end of their lives or when they are coming to visit relatives there. And on Vectis Radio, we do a sort of hospice show to promote everything that they do. What you're doing is tremendous, because it's very, very rare for a ballet company to come to the Isle of Wight, and it's incredibly rare for people of your proficiency and skill and taste to actually come to the Isle of Wight. So the fact that you're here for two nights at the Medina Theatre is really, really wonderful for us, Robert. And, you know, I'd just like to say thank you, because Judith and I came to your show 2 years ago. It absolutely blew us away. You have some of the best dancers in Europe that you bring with you. The Stuttgart Ballet itself is an amazing ballet, isn't it? I mean, it's dates back to 1609, so you bring so much talent with you. And also, you're showcasing a number of very young choreographers from around Europe.
I mean, yeah, that's the goal. The whole idea actually came back from being in this kind of family atmosphere, and especially because the hospice has such a close connection, and I and my family have a connection with the hospice because my grandfather passed away there.
Yes.
Mm. And so it was all, you know, to say thank you for that. And so it's kind of nice to bring all my friends and close, well, yeah, I can say they are my family members. I spend every day with them, 6 days a week. And it's kind of special to bring them back home and raise money for such a good cause.
Yeah, hi Robert, it's Judith here. Thank you so much for joining us. Hello. I cannot tell you how much we enjoyed the first show that we saw that you did here. And
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, it was
incredible.
We're pathetic groupies. We're going to be in the front row.
And we were so sorry we missed it. We missed it last year. We love modern dance, and we're trying to encourage all our listeners who may not have seen modern dance before to come and see you, because you are so fantastic, so professional. And we'll convert everybody to this art form, I know, if they would just come along and see you. And
let's get the whole island on board.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited that before you come to the Medina Theatre, you're actually going to be at the Chisholm Hale Dance Space.
Exactly.
In London. Congratulations. It's a great place. We used to live around the corner from there. So so we're so glad you're going to be there as well, so that everybody there can have the chance to see you.
Now tickets are still available, and you can either go to the Medina Theatre box office at Newport, or probably the best way is to go to your website, I understand, Robert, which is www.ballet-works.com. So could you just tell me a little bit about what you're going to be dancing?
Well, actually, we've got a couple of new pieces, actually brand new commissions for this year. Louis Steens, who I've grown up with since school in Stuttgart, when I've been here since the age of 15.
Yeah.
He's choreographing a brand new piece, which is 13 or 14 minutes long, which is contemporary, which has some nice surprises.
Yeah.
Or should I say, some certain smells that you'll get if you're watching from the audience.
That sounds intriguing. And how lucky and how lovely for us to see a premiere as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be three three premieres.
Wow.
Actually, this year. And so it's forever expanding. Basically, it'd be nice to try and just kind of just get the whole community together and expand this event as big as, and see how far we can take it.
Absolutely, and because the tickets are such tremendous value to see ballet of this class and this calibre. I mean, it's £12 for adults.
I know.
And concessionary tickets are £8. I mean, it's just got to be the best value in the world.
Yeah.
Well,
Robert, we better let you go because I know you're dancing Tybalt tonight in Romeo and Juliet, aren't you?
So yeah, I know. I've got an hour, and I've got to start getting my makeup and costume.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
And talking of Romeo and Juliet, we've got Prokofiev's Dance of the Nights, which you're going to be listening to, I know, this evening, Robert. We're looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks, and we would say to visitors to the Isle of Wight, you're incredibly welcome to come to this performance because it's going to be one of the best evenings of entertainment on the island this year.
It's world class. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Robert. I look forward to seeing you there, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.